May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 105. When I by faith my Maker see, in weakness and distress, brought down to that sad state for me, which angels can't express. Hymn 105.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to John, chapter 15. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye are of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Let us pray. The most holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was, which is to come, we venture to speak to the high priest, whose garments have been dyed in his own blood, a witness, a token for the church, to plead all things, that sin has been conquered in the Lamb and nowhere else. We come, Lord, and pray for that spirit of grace, that humble awe to be upon our souls. Thou art the beginning and ending of all things. Thou art the judge of the whole earth. Our life, our time, our times are in thy hand. At the beginning of our days, the ending of our days, all appointed. Dear Lord, we come as little children and have to ask and plead and ask again and seek daily, seek daily, seek hourly for thy word to dwell in our heart. Through grace we might feel and know the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. We may know the anointing unto eternal life, even begun here below in our own experience, and that we may know that we are thine, and that it shall be well with us while life endure, and well, when called to die, we may feel and know that thou hast blotted out every transgression. And Lord, that we are thine forever, and that thou wilt bring us and gather us at last into heaven. Lord, my soul, my soul, my never dying spirit, we pray for the unction of redemption to be felt and to be known, and we may venture wholly upon thy merit do come to the needy, the poor. Lord, we've everything to be ashamed of. We've nothing to call our own. Lord, our breath, our life is in thy hand. And dear Lord Jesus, we look to thee, and we'll trace out in mercy something of thy grace toward us. What a mercy if we are not left without witness that thou hast known us and dealt with us, and thou art speaking to us and drawing us. Draw us to thee, Lord, draw us to the narrow way. Ere through thee, O little gate, the wicket gate, that leadeth unto eternal life. Oh, we pray, dear Lord Jesus, shed abroad thy love with power, thy keeping with power, that we may know the grace in the Word of God, the Bible. May be grace felt, rising as wells of water in our own belly, that we may know the sweetness of the foretaste of all thou hast done. We may bear fruit in what thou hast done. We may be made willing to bear thy reproach, that we may be made willing to be crucified. Big things to ask, all weighty matters. But Lord, it is the way. There is not another way. My soul asks for help in the way. We ask for help. We ask for grace. We ask for keeping. And as little children, we plead for tokens, for we need them. But living manna, righteousness, fruits of righteousness, fruits of peace, the fruits of justification, eternal redemption, O Lord, of eternal standing, in the fiery trials, in the narrow way, in the way that thou hast appointed. Lord, an appointed path, an appointed time, an appointed day. So, dear Lord, we have to come in all our wretchedness, in all our fear, in all our trembling, in all our weakness, to face thee, to know thee, to worship thee. But pray for living faith. Lord, even if it is only as a grain of mustard seed, if only, Lord, not much, but Lord, we draw near and desire the token of that precious blood that we have been singing of, and pray that we may know the liberty, the freedom, Lord, from all the condemnation of the law of commandment in our life, that our soul may be set at liberty at the feet of Jesus. Our friend prayed we may see no man save Jesus only. Dear Lord, but let me bear fruit. We believe if we are brought nigh, we shall bear fruit. But Judas saw thee and bore no fruit. O dear Lord, we come then, having to ask thee to give us the gift of the Holy Spirit, that indwelling light of truth, that indwelling person, the unction, the anointing of grace forever. Bless this house of prayer. Pray for the dear deacons, acknowledge the return of one so detained. We acknowledge thy mercies, Lord, however tried the way may be. May we prove at last that thou wilt bring us safely on.
and that we may fall under thy appointments without murmuring, without fretting. But Lord, for we deserve to be cut off. Pray for the church, the congregation. Be merciful to them. Let thy work appear. Let thy work appear in this house. Bless the ministry of the word, the reading of the word, the gatherings in the sanctuary. And oh Lord, may there be deliverance from all the outward appearance of formality. There may be broken hearts to worship. There may be those, O Lord, who weep before thee, may confess, give utterance of grace from the heart to weep and confess and to ask. Do bless thy servants on the walls of Zion. Bless the editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our societies. Strengthen them in that labour. Bless the dear babes among us, may they be heirs of glory. Remember all friends in affliction, pain, suffering. Especially we commend to thee two known to us here have been in great affliction, one still. Pray for those healing mercies according to thy will. Pray there may be a purpose, a hidden purpose in it all, that thy gospel may have yet free course, be glorified in lives, in hearts and in lives, or that we may receive endless mercy in all the trials and sorrows of the pathway. Dear Lord, do remember each in mercy and the dear little ones and so forth. Remember all in a special case, special need, brought low through affliction, oppression, through sin. May there be the speaking voice. May there be the eternal call within of return. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Remember every heart, every need, those so cast down, those in senior years, those near the end of the journey, those who have not long left in this body of sin and death. Oh, that thou wilt let thy captives go free. May we know that rising power of reviving in our own soul, the resurrection power. Dear Lord, remember us in mercy. Come and plead and confess every sin, every abomination of the heart. Lord, thou seest us now. Thou knowest us afar off. Thou knowest every thought this day. We plead that fullness of Jesus, that precious blood of Jesus. Grant we may know what we plead. There may be an understanding heart given. There may be an enlightened mind granted in the sanctuary to behold the Lamb of God for our own self, our own case, our own eternal welfare. So bless thy word. Oh, magnify thy word, magnify thy grace. Oh, have mercy on us, magnify thy will in our own life, our own pathway. Help us to be passive, fall down, still and quiet under thy mighty hand. So we plead for help. Come, Lord Jesus, come into our midst. Walk around the pews. Walk up and down in men's lives. May we fall down and worship thy name and know that our King, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. O poor worm Jacob, we ask in thy worthy name. And anything we may have omitted, do make up in giving. We will give thanks for every mercy, even mercies this day. Lord, in a trying time in travelling, mercies this day, every mercy, daily favours, abundance of supply, but Lord, those spiritual mercies in heavenly places. So help us to worship Thee in knowledge, in life, in power, in understanding. In the name of Jesus and for His sake, great God, we ask these things. Amen.
Hymn 177. Friends, I was greatly blessed in singing this hymn in America. May the Lord draw near and bless you indeed in singing it here. 177. Soon as faith the Lord can see, bleeding on the cross for me. Quick my idols all depart, Jesus gets and fills my heart. Hymn 177.
Thank you.
in dependence upon the Lord entirely, I would draw your attention to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to John, chapter 15 and verse 16. John 15, verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. John 15, verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. What a mercy if we know something of the living vine, and that we may be taught that we are clean, clean through the word which he has spoken. We brought this morning to worship the Son of God, which will honour the Father. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. He hath declared him. Have we been shown the glory of Christ as the Son of God proceeding from the Father, eternally begotten, full of grace and truth? Full of grace, friends. Grace. Grace to save. To the uttermost. To help in time of need. To come where we are. Or are we independent? Are we independent of God? Do we live our own life? Are we chosen of him? What a word we have before us. Ye have not chosen me. I wonder how it finds us. Ye have not chosen me. Not chosen the Lord. We've not chosen the Lord. We've not chosen his way. Who would choose the cross? Who would choose the narrow way? Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Exercised hearts. A living soul is exercised concerning truth. If we're not exercised in truth, we're exercised in our own will, our own life, our own affairs. It'll end with our life and with our affairs. But are we exercised in an eternal word? The Lord says to his disciples this truth. And are we here this morning concerned? Are we in this covenant? Are we elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father?
Have we any understanding of the great glory of being loved of God before the world began? Loved of Him, chosen of Him before time began. I'm sure there are some here, I wouldn't know how many, it doesn't matter, that when they get a living touch, there is a dew of an eternal understanding on it. When the Lord touches the heart, it was as if eternal matters are before us, behind us and before us, around us, because it is the eternal God that has spoken. I wonder if there are any here. I'm sure there are. I hope there are. I believe there are. And this is what some of the disciples must have felt when the Son of God made them alive and gave them hope as He spoke to them. But how true this word is. You have not chosen me, but it's the second part. But, he says, but, notwithstanding who you are, what you are, how you are, where you've been, and what you might determine still to be, but I have chosen you. The point is, friends, not to discover first whether we are elect, or whether we are chosen, whether we are predestinated to eternal life. The mercy of that word is known in the vine. And there you will discover the sovereign choice of God in abiding in the vine. It's in the vine where you draw this living water, this eternal water. Abide in me. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, says the Lord. Is there this abiding in Him? This is the living water from heaven. This is eternal choice. But how do I know who's exercised among us concerning your interest, your calling? You know, there is many called, says Jesus. It's not John Rosier saying this. It's not because I've got a point to make. Many called, but few chosen, says the Lord. Whatever does He mean? It's a very searching word. It's one that you and I would turn away from. It's not bearable. The Lord says by John, and John so sweetly and blessedly brings forth those inner thoughts of the Lamb of God, the inner thoughts of God the Father, of eternal purposes in His discourses. That no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. I wonder, oh dear friends, have we been at the feet of the Lamb of late? Have we cried mightily from the depths of tribulation and sorrow to the high priest above? Is it our desire this day to see no man save Jesus only in the fullness of His love, His countenance, His sovereign choice in gospel calling? But you know, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him. It's a word of mercy. If you're a coming soul, it's mercy. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. And we found this morning hour, coming with all our requests, all our woe, all our sorrow, all our need, to lay at the feet of the Lamb and to undertake for us a never-dying breath. No man can come to me. You can't come in prayer. Except, what a mercy to have an outflow in prayer at times. I'm not talking about a personal liberty in public you can be proud of, but a discovery of grace at the throne of grace. A discovery of grace at the throne of grace. A discovery of the word of grace entering your heart. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. You see, points to the election of God, the fullness of God. It glorifies his Father. And I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard me and hath learned of my Father cometh unto me. He also says this, and this is very sweet. All that the Father giveth me, all that the Father giveth me. You know, what a word. All, every one that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Come to me. You know, when we come to the Lord Jesus and there is that grace found to help in time of need, given of the Father, given to the Son by the Father, your soul, your case, your life, your affairs, everything. All that the Father giveth me shall, all the shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Well, friends, they are blessed words. And sure they are. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Are we found in the way of life this day? It is a serious question. It's one, dear friends, that is so vital to know, particularly in younger years. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. It's high language. What is this? To be set free. Lazarus from the tomb, coming forth from the dead, being raised from the dead. A dead form of religion, a dead round of duty. To be, have life and power in our own heart, to lay hold on eternal life, to know the virtue and the grace and efficacy of Christ. You're going to be brought to it if you're his, you know. You won't escape the net, the gospel net. If you're the Lamb's, ye will come to him in all your need and all your woe, and have to make your requests known and have to confess. The word that seems to come to me now is that word found in the prophet Isaiah. For my name's sake will I defer mine anger. You know, what a glory is in that name. You know, the Lord defer his anger for his name's sake. For the preciousness of the name to a poor sinner. To the one in need. He'll defer his anger. And for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. I'll cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee. You know, this is a gospel principle of life working within. In fact, dear friend, it is a constant refining until the end of the journey. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver, or for silver, not in the manner of silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Chosen of thee. Friend, that's not my way. That's not the way that I will go, but that is the Lord's way. What a word, chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For mine own sake, him for mine own sake will I do it. Hearken unto me, O Jacob, and Israel my called. I am he, I am the first, and I am the last. According as he hath chosen us in him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world. What for? I know this is the latter part of the text, in bearing fruit, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. That word love, dear friends, is the very essence of grace working in the heart to obedience. There can be no obedience without love, without eternal love, without electing love, without redeeming love, sanctifying love, none whatsoever, that we should be. What? Who's we? Who's we? Who's the we here? And such were some of you, he writes to the Corinthians. And I know that we wouldn't make a big issue on some of that description. It's not a particularly good reading, but such is the nature and manner of grace. And such were some of you. Be not deceived. The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. And then he goes to all the heart sins. Yeah, the outward ones, I know they are, but their heart matters, you know. Will your soul enter heaven with all its wandering? Or is it going to be sanctified and washed? Is there a willingness for it to be washed, dear friend, and to long further for more washing? And such were some of you, but ye are washed. Ye are washed. But ye are sanctified, ye are separated, but ye are justified. Justified. And then he gives the standing of it in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. By the Spirit of our God. As the dear lamb's fullness is made precious to our heart by desire and perhaps, oh what a mercy, a little experience. A little gracious experience of the precious, redeeming, dying love of the Lamb, which we have sung of. And I couldn't agree more with John Berridge. What a ravishing of the heart is the very breath-expiring groans of the Lamb. What a mercy to know it. Well, that's where we were chosen. And he was appointed to death to redeem us from death, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Children. Adopted as children. Friend, the apostle speaks of being heirs of God and a joint one with Christ. A joint one. A joint heir with Christ. You know, grace is no small thing to work in us. It's tremendous. The issues are tremendous. or to come to the end of the journey. Surely it's a living soul's desire to not to be afraid to die, but to be long to be gone to glory. I don't speak lightly. It's got to be given us. You won't turn it on, and you can't turn it on, and you can't come to it, and you won't resign to it, except by love and by grace working in the heart in way of preparation. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, to God, who will deliver the kingdom to his Father. Or shall we be among them? Where's the exercise? Where's the exercise? Who did Christ call? The poor and the needy. To be brought daily to need him. To be brought daily to confess him. To fall before him. To yield obedience to him. Friend, it's an exercise of soul. But is that all? Is that all? Is there no receiving of help? Are there no tokens of mercy and love? Are there none? None in our life? The disciples had those tokens of mercy and help. And I'll tell you, it needs grace in the heart to receive and discover the goodness of the Lord toward us. Is there no long suffering of God over your life? Have you never found that God is a God of forbearance and long suffering with you, with your soul, with your life? Is he not a God of patience with his appointments? And is there not by and by the appointed time when we are brought to sink down? Are you brought to sink down on him? Brought to sink down on the rock to the everlasting arms underneath? Underneath meaning not seen. They're there but not seen. And you're brought down to rest upon the foundation only. And that foundation, dear friend, is that finished work. And the Word made flesh for the work. Christ made flesh for the work, for the completion of the work and the unfolding of the Father's will in grace. Having predestinated us to this. Ah, but perhaps there's someone here who feels this morning, but I'm poor and needy. But can you add, but the Lord thinketh upon me. But the Lord thinketh upon me. Have you known the thoughts that he's thought towards you? Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Well, you know, to discover thoughts of peace and not of evil. Friend, grace is discovering things, isn't it? We don't find out God. We discover him because he makes himself discoverable. And if he's made himself discoverable in his word of grace, you're going to be favoured by and by. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. The Beloved of being is the Lamb, accepted in him, accepted in Jesus, into glory of the Father, into the fullness of the covenant, accepted through him. What's accepted? Your life. Your life. And it just doesn't mean at the end of your days. It means now. It means now. It doesn't mean just one time ahead. It means now. Now. What is called today. But while you're in the body of sin and death, in whom? The beloved. In whom? The beloved. Can you say he's beloved? What is another beloved to thy beloved? Ask the daughters of Jerusalem. Can you come back? Can you say he hath done all things well? You know, dear friends, it's someone said to me the Song of Solomon was pornographic. I was absolutely staggered by that comment. Doesn't seem pornographic to me. It's to know something of the streams of mercy to your soul. What is thy beloved more than another beloved? O thou fairest among women, what is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? Or can you give any answer to that question? More than another beloved. More so. More so. Why, thou hast the words of eternal life. Thou hast the words of eternal life, beloved. And thou hast spoken them. And thou hast drawn me by them. How is she drawn? Drawn by grace. Oh, him and him that cometh unto me, I would in no wise cast out. You're not cast out by coming to the Lamb. You're cast out because you don't come. Because there's no desire of obedience. You think of it, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, cast away, cast aside. In whom we have the beloved redemption through his blood. Payment. Payment. Debt. Debt. Weight. Ruin. Ruin. Ruin by debt. Paid. Guilt. Shame. The debt. Guilt and shame, confusion at the last day. Oh, it'd be mercy if we're in exercise. Friend, and if you know anything of what it is to be guilty, in debt, and to be ruined, you won't be very confident. You'll be very poor. You'll creep to God's house. You'll come weeping to the Lord's house. Sometimes with a little hope, certainly with a desire, but I tell you with a longing for a heavenly touch. Do you believe the Lord is able to give it? Do you believe the Lord is able to save thee, to give that touch, that token? Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. The redemption through his blood, which means his life gone, his life lost, his life drained away. The life drained through the blood, expired on the cross. Curse, we sung of the curse. The forgiveness of sins. I suppose we have to be brought to be a sinner to long for sins to be forgiven. Because it doesn't mean anything, does it? According to the riches of his grace. You know, there's the verse goes on, verse after verse here without a full stop. But I can't continue. I must come back to the word. You've not chosen me. It's the Lord Jesus that speaks. It's the Son of God that speaks. Friends, it's not only the Son of God that speaks, it's the Spirit that speaks with a witness, a comforter, a witness, and a witness within our own breast. We've not chosen him, but he's chosen us. Youth he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. You know, what a mercy that he's chosen. Again, we go to Ephesians with that word. And you, oh, that we, oh, you younger friends, oh, may know that day when it comes so to your soul, you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked, according to the course of this world, and so forth and so forth. But God, who is rich in mercy, is that all? For his great love. Do you think of the great love wherewith he's loved you? Who could here speak of the great love that he's loved you with? We only know a little of it, but I tell you, friend, a little grain of that in the soul, and it'll expand unto glory. It'll expand in the soul. Love with an eternal love. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. He drew Jeremiah. Is he drawing you with those bands of love? It's great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. With Christ. When dead in sins. When dead. When in our shame. Quickened us. Love. Chosen. You've not chosen me, but I have chosen you. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So it's the word of the gospel. The word of the gospel. The word made flesh, made manna. The word of God, the word of grace, made manna. Have you eaten manna at home, in your room? Have you gathered manna? The words that I speak unto you, as they touched the heart, went into the heart, influenced the very faculties of your person, drew you by love. The words that I speak unto thee, they are spirit, that spirit, and that is life. Or has he spoken? You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And there's that word again which I said at the beginning. Now you're clean. Now you're made righteous. Now you're made as one in the Lamb. Through the word which I've spoken unto you. What a mystery, isn't it? You know, we try and work out our salvation, don't we? Try and get it all worked out in our head and try and put it right, and we get that order and that order, you know, but all dew from heaven, little touch of the Spirit does everything for us. It does everything. If ye being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. And there's a number of parents here. If ye being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? To them that ask him. To them that ask him. Oh, the simplicity. Oh, there's something definite. Oh, that we might feel it. Friend, you know, you have not because you ask amiss. Ask, and it shall be given you. The Lord is not wrong. You have not, says James, because you ask amiss. And the Lord says, ask, and it shall be given you. Shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. It's simple language. The simplest of language. A child understands it. Knock. There's a bit of wrestling there, you know, at knocking. There's labour in knocking sometimes. And it shall be opened. What's opened? The mysteries of the kingdom. Your own interest. The mystery of election. Open to the soul. The entrance of thy word giveth life. The mystery of being chosen in the Lamb. And Christ made precious by love to hear his voice. There they were, dear friends, at the end of the journey. 3 years with the Lord. And he says to them, ye have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. You know, I believe that there was a response in their heart, but they were so dull, weren't they? Poor disciples. How was going to be tried? Those on the Emmaus Road, give us some little light upon the trial that they were in, or about to enter. What manner of communications are these that ye have, one to another, as ye walk and are sad? Oh, can disciples be sad? Well, they certainly can, friends, when their beloved is not nigh. And it's a mark of grace, although perhaps you'd say it's a negative one, but it certainly is a certain mark of grace. Can you be happy without the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you be content to come short of the crown of glory? A living soul won't be content. A living soul will cry in that hymn, give me Christ, or else I die. To know what it is to be bound to die, to deserve to die. Oh, they're sad. And I can't go through the discourse, but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And then he goes on to say, beside all this, this is the third day since these were done. And he speaks of the women, and then the vision of angels, and then assuming Peter and John going to the sepulchre, him they saw not, but they found the evidence of his rising. Oh, fools, and slow of heart to believe. Do you come in that category? Disciples come in that category, you know. It's not an honoured title. It's one they might feel ashamed of. But it's a real one. But there's grace covers it all. All the failure. Do you know anything about the love of God to cover your failure? To make up for all your ignorance and poverty? Do you know what love is to overcome it all? To fill your soul with a little hope? Fools and slow of heart to believe. Well, the disciples were, weren't they? And if we think we're any better, well, obviously we're not disciples. The one with the afflicted son. I know I often speak of it, but you know, oh dear friends, Lord, I believe. Oh, help thou mine unbelief. Well, it's a daily battle, isn't it? I can tell you, you can be in the Spirit today. You wait till tomorrow comes and say, yeah, you're going to struggle. But you could be struggling today and tomorrow. Who knows when the Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings. ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into the glory, into his glory? And beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures and the things concerning himself. Well, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Now, this is serious business, friends, isn't it? This is the difference between many called and few chosen. Will he also go away? Many turn back and walk no more with him. Will he also go away? Lord, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? Something holding you fast. Perhaps necessity. You know, necessity held the Paul, the necessity to preach the gospel held Paul fast. It held him. Your soul necessity holds you fast. To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Are we with Peter? Thou hast the words. Ordained you. A serious thing, this ordaining. There is a quickening and there is a sealing. If you look in the Bible, and it's not John Rosier making it up, I'm telling you that. There is a quickening grace and there is a sealing of the Spirit. There is a confirming of that hope in the soul. There is an establishing in the truth. And that's what a living soul longs for. You see, you're not... Until you're quickened, you can't long for it. Once you're quickened, you long for it. That is to have the full assurance of faith. And that's what the soul longs for. But there's a good, encouraging word that I noticed John writes in his epistles. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. The anointing which ye have received of him, the receiving of the Comforter, the Spirit of truth that works in the heart, the soul, making a difference between the living and the dead in your own heart. Which he received of him, of the Lord Jesus who promised it. It was sent from the Father, abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you. Who taught you're a sinner? Who told thee? Was it Paul or was it Jeremiah or somebody? Have we been taught, and as we read, the prophecy says, Isaiah, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. Great shall be the peace of thy children. I know that can be a personal word applied, and it's a mercy if it is. But it's a word on Zion. It's a Zion to the seed of the royal seed of David. And need not that any man teach you. Who taught thee? Who told thee thou was naked for a start? And who gave thee hope? But as the same anointing teach you of all things, and is truth and is no lie. See, the anointing ordained. The Comforter. And is truth and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Shall abide in him. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Know all things. Personal teaching, dear friends. Personal spiritual teaching in your soul need, soul exercise. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it, friend. This is not a textbook theology or a textbook faith. Personal teaching of your sinnership, of the foundation of hope, of the way, of the preciousness, of the living from among the dead, of in our thoughts. You have an unction from the Holy One. What a mercy. You have not chosen me. Oh, if you had chosen to have an unction. Oh, dear friends, to weep before his feet. I tell you, real repentance works by love, you know. You can talk about being a sinner and you wish this and that. Oh, you're going to walk by love. You'll weep by love. Repentance and confession work by faith, by love, by the dew of heaven, by the drawings of grace. And they don't work any other way. The sweet drawings of mercy for a poor sinner to the fullness of love and grace in the Lamb. Are we drawn there this morning, hour? Not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Friends, what a word. What a word. I don't understand it. Can't understand it. Why God should choose the weak things of this world to confound the mighty. For you see, you're calling, brethren, how there are not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. And it's today, it's still the same today. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world. It's a mercy to become a fool, isn't it? As the apostle said he did. Things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. You know, the lame take the prey. The lame take the prey. The base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not. Well, that's where a poor sinner comes in. And were it not for words like that, I don't know where I'd be. And I wonder how many of us could say that honestly. So mercy if you can. Where would you be were it not for the matchless grace of God in the word of life? In finding yourself described in all your lowness. Not in all your pleasantness. In your wretchedness, describing grace and mercy, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God, and this is the point, who of God, Christ made, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. And anointed you. Well, I'll have to leave the word anointed, an unction. The dew of the Spirit. Friend, an inner anointing of the soul. You know, what a mercy to have it. Once the anointing has flowed or been the blood of sprinkling upon the conscience. The blood of sprinkling upon the soul. It is the cleaning, redeeming touch of love. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Rosie will preach again tomorrow evening. Mr. Broom will preach on Friday evening and next Lord's Day. And we hope he will address the Sunday school in the afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with hymn 933. Joy is a fruit that will not grow in nature's barren soil. All we can boast till Christ we know is vanity and toil. Hymn 933.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.